Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Bro, I'm good. Nice to meet you. Bye. Bye.
You're not going to introduce us? Or should I introduce us? For the first time ever?
First time? This is not the first time.
I never introduced us.
Oh, you mean? Okay.
It's always you introducing
us. Yeah, go ahead.
Should I do it?
Do it.
Oh, this is awkward, isn't it?
Go ahead.
Oh shit. Why are you laughing?
Why did you become shy all of a sudden? Why are you? Okay, go ahead.
You're expecting me to do something.
I'm gonna try not to distract you.
Jesus Christ. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to episode 3 of Friends Are Benefits.
Yo.
It's your girl Roro.
It's your boy OT. Welcome, baby.
What's up?
Good to have you guys here with us today.
Yeah.
Share some laughs and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, actually. I think I liked you doing the introduction.
Yeah?
It sounded well put, you know.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Just talking shit, but I think I liked it. I liked it.
I liked when you did it too, though.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
You got something to work with.
Yeah. We're going to get better at it for sure.
Definitely.
I've been sleeping like shit. I've been feeling like shit the whole week.
Yeah, he's
today,
sick too.
Today's
so
the day that I'm finally like recovering.
Props.
Yeah,
he's so still here.
I'm still here. I still had to
Yay.
Show up. You know, I still
he's
had
still
to show
here
up
for putting the work
fucking
for you
game.
Guys.
Took the best shower when I got home. Like I had a headache the whole day. When after that shower, I'm feeling good right now.
You feeling good now?
I'm feeling good right
no
now.
No headaches.
No headaches. No more.
No, actually, props to you. Props to you for actually showing up.
Bro, I had
sick.
To, man. Come on. After all the work you've been putting, come on, you know. That's the least that I can do, show up. That's all I have to do.
That's
show up.
That's all
I have to do. So, don't give me props for that.
No, I appreciate it still.
That's like you giving props to a father who's basically being with his child.
No, but
you know
you're
what
sick.
I mean?
You're sick.
Yeah,
so
word.
I
that,
can give you
true.
The benefit of
that
the doubt when
that
you're
is
sick.
True. Yeah. Understanding. Now we're talking. Now we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I had something planned for us to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're on a first date, yeah?
Yeah.
What takes somebody from, like, an 8 to a 0 immediately in your eyes? Or, like, an 8 to a 5?
Like, on a date?
On a date. Like,
okay.
A first date. What are the things that, like, really put you off? Like, if he was going to get it, because he did that, he's not going to get it no more.
No, I think the one thing is like what you said last time about like breath.
Yeah.
Like their breath stinking on a date. Like you went the first time.
That's
like
a big
ever,
one.
Ever, actually.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Breath stinking is never acceptable.
No.
Even if your relationship or first date doesn't matter, really.
100%.
Yeah, brush your teeth. That must be one of it. Because that would take me off.
Yeah.
I'm going to be minus whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Like I might be sounding a little bit sexist right now. Like,
oh my God, what
bad breath on a guy. Like, I'm not a girl, so I cannot see it from like a girl's perspective, but I would give you that it is very unattractive. But bad breath on a girl?
That's extra, huh? that's a different level,
like,
huh?
You would not expect it to hit you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you see this fine thing, yeah? You go up to her, you guys meet, and then you hug, and then she's like, hi, nice to meet you. Hi.
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 That's a hard H.
That's a hard.
That's a hard H.
I would fucking exit the building right there. I would exit the building because you don't expect it. For a guy, you can be like, oh, you can sort of like brush it off a little bit. You know what I mean?
I cannot brush it off.
You can probably give him a gum or something without him being offended. But as a girl, like, how do I tell a girl your breath stinks without her taking it personally? You know what I mean?
How am I gonna tell a guy that his breath stinks without him taking it personally?
The thing is with guys, yeah, you can tell him that he's not gonna take it as deep.
Maybe, yeah.
He wouldn't take it as deep, you know?
Yeah.
But as a girl, that's like you attacking her whole life.
You are attacking my whole life.
Her whole life is going to come crumbling
down. I cannot
down.
Take that. I can literally not
that's
take that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to be able to breathe.
Big turn off.
I will
Big
never breathe again.
You're going to go home and brush your teeth 5 times straight up.
It's not. I'm never breathing
again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A guy tells me you breast.
Exactly. It sticks. It sticks. Obviously, you're going to have to say it in a good way, but that's one of the biggest turnoffs.
It's hygiene.
It's hygiene. It's
literally hygiene.
Basic hygiene.
It's literally basic hygiene. It's
nothing
bare minimum.
That's the bare minimum. If you cannot take care of your breath, I don't even want to start thinking what it's like down there.
Exactly. Oh my, I was literally thinking about that.
Can you imagine? It's messed
nah,
up.
Balls are stinking. Mm-hmm. Pussy nasty.
Pussy smells like fish.
I didn't say that. He
no
said
offense,
that.
No offense. No offense to
pussies. I didn't say that. He said that.
It's facts, though. If you can't take care of your mouth.
Yeah, you don't want to find out what's
like,
down
we don't,
there.
No, we
For
don't,
sure.
actually. You
For
know
sure.
what? You can keep it to yourself. Even if I came
keep
to the day.
Puss.
Keep the puss. I don't want none of that. If I came to the day thirsty as fuck, I don't
You're
want
dry.
It.
You
I'm,
fool.
I'm done. I'm
you fool.
Bro, I'm good. Nice to meet you. Bye. Bye.
Bye. If you guys don't get that code, you're definitely not on TikTok.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest videos I've
it's
seen.
It's the funniest videos
it
ever.
Is,
I don't
is,
even
is.
Know why she was so happy. She
were
was
you,
going to school, babe.
Were you that happy going to school for the first time?
Fuck no.
No.
I was crying. I was crying.
Yeah, who wasn't, right?
I don't get her.
That kid is legendary.
That's what
it
is, though. She's like, bye.
Bye. The little thing with the legs. The dance. I watched that video like 100 times, man.
So cute, so cute.
Oh, my God.
We stand her still.
Yeah, for real. All right, what else? What else would turn you off?
I mean hygiene. Hygiene is every type of hygiene has
sure.
to be that, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing that would turn me off. Oh, fuck. Girls have many icks. Did you know this?
Girls?
Yeah.
Of course I know. We breathe, that's an ick.
Exactly. Exactly. So it must be a lot of things. Like things you cannot control.
Exactly.
You know?
As a guy, you can't win. I already talked about that the last episode. You can't win as a guy. You do something. Like, let's take one basic example, yeah? You try to be nice on the first date by getting out of the car, opening the door for a girl, doing all of that.
If he trips?
Not even if you trip. Some girls might still not like that.
Yeah.
But still, they want a gentleman. Like, there's a balance to it. It's hard for me to explain.
What are you talking about?
You can be too much of a gentleman. Like,
can
not
you?
All girls can appreciate a guy opening, like, the door for them on a first date. I listened to a podcast with these girls that were talking. And they were talking about their own personal dating experience.
Uh-huh.
And the guy did that. And for her, it was an ick.
I'm that like, he was a gentleman?
That he, yeah.
That
he
was an ick?
Like, it was too much. Everybody has their own love language. That was apparently, like, too much for her.
Like him opening the door for her.
Yeah, like being, like, princess vibes. Like, treating her like a princess. Like
that was ick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know her.
So that's what I'm saying. It varies, like, so much when it comes to, like, dating a girl.
Yeah.
It's like you cannot ever have the blueprint. You just have to take it as it comes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because what works for one doesn't work for the other.
Yeah.
And not one thing doesn't work for the majority. Like, everybody has their own very specific little.
But I feel like you guys are trying to fit in into the girl's perspective of, like, dating and stuff.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, and if the right girl is there, she will like that. No. But you guys are trying to fit in into every girl's like type.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work.
We're trying
it's
to make everybody like
work.
Us. That's what it is.
No, you're trying to get everybody's pussy. Did I lie?
Well, you only spoke facts.
That's exactly what it is. But you guys need to chill. Then you might end up in the right people's hand.
Word.
Yeah.
You know, one thing my ex made me realize, I mean, we've talked about this as well, is that I kind of have a... It's embarrassing saying this. I have a good guy syndrome. I think I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I try to act like a good guy.
Yeah.
Even when I'm only trying to fuck.
Yeah. True.
Like, she put that to my attention. And this is
It was your ex that put this into your attention?
Yeah. That was the first time when it was like, wait, you actually might have a point. Because I saw her phone. There was some mad thirsty guy sliding, like, into her DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they were writing mad, like, nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this with you. Basically, just like going straight to the point. You're sexy, blah, blah, blah.
Getting
and then
sexual.
I was like, why the fuck would anybody like do that? Like, why would a guy do that?
Mm.
First of all, it's Insta. Like, if you're private, everybody's seeing you. They know who you are.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then she was like, oh, they just trying to fuck. So I kind of get it. So she understands the game in that way. And then I was like, look,
she
for me,
gets it. Wow. Okay.
For me, like, even if I'm trying to fuck, obviously she didn't respond or anything like that.
Yeah, I know that.
And then I told her, like, for me, even if I'm trying to fuck, I would still be nice about it. Like, I would slide in your DMs, be like, you're beautiful.
You're gonna be a gentleman
like
about that.
Be a gentleman.
Yeah.
She wouldn't appreciate that if she knows that a guy is only trying to fuck. She would appreciate it if the person just
if he's just honest
got
from the
right
beginning.
To the point. Just be honest from the beginning.
Girl, she's stronger than me.
Mm-hmm. And that hit home.
That does hit.
Because you don't want to, being a gentleman, you might easily give off the wrong vibes or the wrong impression.
Yeah, if you're only trying to
if you're only
do
trying
the
to
nasty,
fuck, it's
yeah.
not worth it. Why do the whole zigzag thing? Just like, maybe not exactly straight to the point and be like, I want to fuck you. I want to do this. I want to do that. But like, be straightforward in a way where the person knows that, okay, this is what it is. If you feel me, you feel me. Let's get it.
If you don't feel me,
it is what it is. So after that, I still don't slide into girls' DMs and be like, oh, I would fuck you or whatever. I would smash.
No.
But it's
maybe...
That's
all you want to do.
Well, no comment on that. but it's made me like be more honest and open when I'm talking to somebody. I just let people know, like, straight up, this is what it is. You know what I mean? The good guy syndrome is something that I've had for time, you know. I always think of myself as the good guy. I don't know why.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you don't. You just cut off out of nowhere. But let's get back into the ex.
Let's get back
ex.
To the ex.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't given any ex yet.
Yeah, give me some.
Okay, this is an ick that I just cannot, I don't even know how to describe it. It's more of a red flag.
Okay.
Right?
First date.
Big red flag. It's like, no matter how good you look, if this is there.
You can't go past this?
I can't go past it.
Yeah.
Because it stops everything else from rolling the way that a first date should go. And
okay.
It's very basic, actually. I'm making it sound like a big deal. It's just like communication.
That would make you not go on a date on the second date with that person?
Yeah. If I feel like I cannot get a word in.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
And if you're talking all the time about you, what you did, what you ate, the last time
you
farted, all of that. If I cannot get a word in the conversation and it feels like it's not going both ways, I'm out. I become immediately turned off when I'm
that's
in a situation like that. Yeah,
that's definitely
100%.
I feel you on that.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be curious about the other person.
I mean, it's a date. You're collecting information. You're getting to know about each other. So it obviously can't just be you talking about you. It has to go both ways. It has to flow. So, yeah.
It could be a nervous thing. If it's not their personality, then it might be just a nervous thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And that is something you would find out.
Because if I'm nervous, I just stay quiet.
Yeah.
I would just be quiet.
Yeah.
And it usually happens on dates. Like, I would just stay quiet and then they would think that, oh, this bitch has no fucking personality.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Or the opposite of that is that you become overexcited.
Yeah, overexcited
and
oversharing.
And oversharing.
Yeah.
So to the point that you're not even realizing that you're turning the other person off.
Yeah, exactly.
That could also be a That could also be a potential reason why that happens.
It definitely is.
Definitely. I've never seen it like that, though. So that's really good to know. But there's somebody that we knew. I feel like we've talked about this. That would literally just talk about themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's like a relationship, a friendship, acquaintanceship, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Anybody that I speak with, I expect the conversation to go both ways.
Yeah, as it should.
As it should. Unless you're like my boss and you're giving us directions, telling us what to do, then you're giving us like an order.
Yeah.
Apart from that, any other conversation, I expect it to go both ways. Otherwise, I'm turned off. I have no interest in even continuing the conversation if it feels like I cannot get my thoughts and my opinions in the conversation. Because then it feels like I'm listening to a podcast. You know,
you would rather listen to a podcast.
I would rather listen to a podcast.
To Friends Are Benefits podcast, to be specific.
Let your friends know. So that's a big ick of mine.
Yeah, that is definitely a good ick.
Because
that's a definitely a turn off immediately. But I haven't met a lot of guys that talk.
No.
To be honest.
They might be intimidating.
What do you mean?
You know. You say yourself you kind of have that effect on guys.
Oh, that talk that much, I meant.
Like, okay. Oh, the guys don't talk that much.
They wouldn't talk like that girls.
Right, okay.
That we just mentioned.
Yeah, that's just like, a guy thing.
I think it's,
guys don't talk that much.
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit of a girl thing. It's another stereotype.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys out there that are full of themselves.
Oh yeah, short guys.
100%.
Short guys. Short guys, I'm coming for them, honestly.
You're getting into the short guys.
Now I'm always coming for them.
Really?
I'm coming for their throat.
Has that been your experience?
Yeah.
That short guys are...
Remember F?
Mm. F.
F.
Who was that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Short guy syndrome. They all have it. They all have it. There's short girl syndrome too. There's short people.
Small people syndrome.
Don't say small people. Small people make them sound like
short people syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah. Their attitude is everywhere. They overshare. Like they're trying to, like guys who are short, they're gonna hate me. But guys who are short are so insecure about their shortness. They think they have to compensate with everything else. They would have to act rich, or they would have to act a bit rude, or they would have to tell you like, oh, this girl wants me, that girl wants me, girl wants me.
They try to make themselves seem like a catch.
Yeah You're trying to sell themselves. They're trying to sell themselves hard.
too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your advice to guys like that, short guys like that, that are trying to overcompensate? What would you tell them?
Just be nice.
Just be yourself, right?
No, not be your... That's being themselves. Don't be yourself. Stop being yourself.
No, that's kind of like them trying to be somebody else. Or them feeling like they need to prove that they can be somebody else. So them being themselves, that would just basically mean... Just, you know, if a girl already accepted to go on a date with you, you already know that there's a chance that she actually does like you. So if you're on a date, you've already won. Yeah. You don't need to necessarily try to prove anything.
But even before going on a date, like if you're not meeting on social media or something like that, you would have to talk to the person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they ruin it even from there. Like they're ruining it.
They're overbragging.
They're ruining it. So that's why most girls be like, oh yeah, I want a 6 foot this guy, because you're short guys, y'all just not on. You're really not on.
Yeah,
because it's your insecurity that's making you act like that, and that's definitely not cute.
Yeah,
it's not even hide about, to be honest. I mean, is it? Might be.
Society has kind of made short guys insecure though.
It does, because you
kind of have to give them a break. Thank god I wasn't born short. Thank god for that. That's like I basically won the lottery, so thank god for
that. Yeah, you just made me sound like a bad guy now.
But yeah, society gives a lot of shit to short guys, you know. Because how many times do you hear girls saying, nah, if he's short, like we have to be the same height, or I can't be taller than, like.
Yeah.
It does.
No, it happens a lot.
It does get
it's true.
Into your head. I can only imagine that it gets into your head at some point.
Yeah.
You know? So, in a way, it's kind of like messed up that short guys actually have to go through that. But let's just say that it's a coping mechanism. The bragging, the overcompensating. It's a coping mechanism. Yeah, and it's not like they're even sick or they have a syndrome. It's just you were born short. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
No, it's just the way society is built, I guess. Unfair,
okay,
but life is not fair.
Okay. Life yeah, let me fair. Give him a...
See, every time we talk, you
well,
hear...
Well, it's a learning experience. You learn.
Exactly. Like, I'm learning from having this discussion. And, okay. You know, that's also like a way that you could interpret the whole... situation.
No, that's definitely how it is, because it's not their fault.
No, it's not. Nobody
they didn't ask for that.
If they had like they an really option, obviously yeah. they wouldn't choose that, you know. Yeah. So that's.
But if you're trying to move to a girl, that's not gonna work. I'm just letting you know, because it's definitely not gonna work.
What
like being like buff, trying to.
Oh yeah.
Buff
if you're trying
and
to overcompensate.
Stuff, yeah, it's not gonna work. We see through that bullshit.
Yeah, and if it does work, the type of girls that you're gonna attract to you.
Are the insecure ones.
Yeah. Probably, probably not the best type.
No.
Probably not the best type.
No.
Yeah. Let me see. What's another ick?
What is another ick?
There's so many icks out there.
There's so many icks.
There's
so
many
icks.
It's crazy.
Oh my God. He could have food in his teeth.
Is that an ick?
It's a definite ick.
How is that his fault? You should be the one telling him you have food in your teeth.
I don't know. I don't know. I just see stuff and pussy dry.
What? That is
it's
so
automatic.
Unfair.
It is unfair.
Would you let him know? Like you have something stuck in your teeth though.
I would.
Yeah, exactly. So when he takes it out.
But before that, like
what?
I see that.
So the 0.1 second of him having food stuck in his mouth, that's it?
That's it.
It's done?
Dry.
Wow. Wow. I'm actually scared of you.
Should be of all girls.
Scared of your gender.
No, we literally have icks that
the
fast.
Fuck?
You don't get. Oh my God, I read this ick. It was so good.
Let me hear it.
She said they were in a car accident.
Yeah.
And
oh my. I can already tell this is about to be dark.
So dark. It was like a car accident, and she saw him flaring around. Yeah. Like during.
What the?
During the car accident.
Yeah, yeah.
She saw him all flaring around. She said, "You're not a man."
I'm fucking dead.
Meanwhile, she's literally in the car too.
She's dying too, you know?
But she looked at him and said, "Ick."
You look like a bitch right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy
she was
motherfucking.
Like,
What the hell,
and it's
bro.
Actually true. There's literally nothing we can do about it. It's not
you
our
can,
fault.
Oh my! It is your fault.
It's really.
You should have a logical part. I mean, I'm not saying that women are not logical, but logically you should be able to tell yourself it's not his fault that he was tumbling in a car that was rolling.
Yeah, you can.
He
make,
couldn't control that.
No,
I mean,
our brain knows that. Like our brains knows that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that.
No.
She don't know that.
No.
She
oh
don't.
My God.
She don't speak that language.
It's like once.
It's just like
once you're off. It's hard
it's
for you to turn it back
it's
on.
It's literally off.
Oh, my days. Oh, okay. There's one that I heard as well.
Yeah.
Fuck. It was so hilarious. What was it again? Yeah. It was basic, okay? She basically was like, when she sees a man driving with two hands.
Ick.
Ick. It's like, what do you have to live for? She's like, what do you have to live for?
Yeah. You can't do a 9-12.
You should be living
oh,
fast.
Oh, is it 9-12? What is it?
Oh,
it must be
hands.
9. Yeah, 9-12. That's how they say, yeah? No, 12 is
my,
yeah,
I don't
something
know the
like
clock
that.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how is that an ick though? The guy is a responsible driver. Give him that. Look at it from that side. Like, you know, if you have a family in the future, he's going to be the kids are going to be safe with him. He's not going to be driving like an
but
idiot.
The kids are not here now, so.
Oh.
Ick.
Why?
Ick.
Why, guys? That is something that I'm pretty sure he was not even thinking about.
No, he's definitely
like, I'm
not
just
thinking
there
about
driving,
it.
Trying to get us to our destination, and in her mind, she's already.
She looked at him, said, "Ick."
She's already gone offline.
Yeah, she. It's an auto mode.
It's
an auto mode date.
And then
at
we,
that point.
And then you, they get to the place, obviously, and mm-hmm. then he's trying to figure out, like, why don't you like me no more?
Yeah, where did we go wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing that she probably might not even be able to let her know, like, you were driving with two hands on the steering wheel.
No,
like,
you can't tell him
how
that.
How petty does that sound?
It is very petty. Like,
oh
it doesn't
God.
Make sense, but it's literally, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Unfair.
It's very unfair.
Unfair the way society is built, man. It's really unfair the way, you know, you guys just get turned off just like that. It's
crazy. It is
it is really crazy.
World.
It is really crazy. All right, let's get into the she's a 10 but edition.
Yeah.
All right, the first one that I got, she's a 10 but she can't cook.
They're a 10 but they can't cook.
She's a 10 but she can't cook. She can't cook rice for you.
She can't cook rice.
She can't cook rice. She cannot cook rice. She's a 10 but she can't. Or he can't cook rice either.
He can't cook rice either.
It's different for a guy and a girl though, I feel like.
No, it's not.
Still being sexist.
No, it's not.
But it kind of is.
It kind of is.
Like, where I'm from, guys don't necessarily need to be able to cook rice. I'm not saying that it's okay.
Where
it's not
from,
okay. It should be changed.
Not everybody goes to school, so.
I mean, a lot of people go to school.
A lot of people, but not everybody.
Like primary school or high school, but people go to school, for sure. Do not try to bring my country down like that, okay? Okay?
No, I'm saying, like, it's not educated, you know? Like, I said, women do not have the same rights. Let's not get into this.
Yeah, let's not get
let's
into
not
this.
Let's not fucking get into this.
She's a 10, but she can't cook. But it is different, though.
No, it's not different. It's literally not different. You need to be able to take care of yourself as a man.
That is true. That is
as
true.
As a grown man, you that need to true. Be able to take care of yourself.
But most of the times,
because
the responsibility of the household, like when you have a family and everything,
it's
most of the time it does
woman.
come down to the woman. So
yeah.
if she can't cook and I'm leaving her with my kids and she's going to be frying hot dogs for them, I'm not okay with that.
I'm what if you okay have enough that? Money so you can hire a chef?
Yeah, I hope I have that much money, but we're not going to be having a chef. I mean, if I was that rich, that's a different situation.
Yeah.
Let's not get
Let's
into
talk
that.
About
I'm talking
it
about
yeah,
a regular
okay.
modern day life.
Yeah.
She cannot cook and we have kids together or not even having kids together. We're single and we're living together, mm-hmm. but she can't cook. And we have to basically order it all the time.
Why can't
or
you
she makes macaroni and cheese all the time.
Why can't you
I
cook?
Mean, I can cook. Let's not. I'm not talking specifically about me. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
If she can't cook for me,
yeah.
she's that brings her immediately to a 6.
10 to 6.
10 to a 6. Because it's not sustainable for me being in a relationship with somebody that can't cook. Like, don't get me wrong. I know how to chef it up personally.
Mm.
Like, I know how to cook. You know that. I'll cook for you a couple of times.
A couple of times.
So what do you have to say about that? What would you rate
cook.
It?
Would you want me to rate you?
Yeah.
Right now?
I mean, my food was good. The macaroni bechamel that I made for you the other time.
Oh, that's banger.
That was lovely.
That was
lovely.
That
so
was banger.
I do know how to cook.
You do not. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know how to cook. So I'm not putting like an expectation on somebody else that I can't do myself personally.
Mm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if
yeah,
she can't
yeah.
cook and I have to be doing the work all the time. That just can't slide because
yeah.
the relationship is not going to be
the
sustainable.
Guy too. Like, I
yeah.
cannot be the only one cooking. Like, you have to be able to cook
exactly.
and also take care of yourself.
It has to go both ways.
Yeah.
It has to definitely go both ways.
But six is, yeah.
yeah
six
fair
might
enough.
Be right. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Six might be fair.
Yeah.
Because
you can't have, I don't feel like you can have a proper relationship with somebody that can't cook.
No. Are you even a grown ass person at that point? Like, I have no respect for you.
If you're
Literally
coming from
none.
A family where you never had to cook because you guys are balling rich and you're going to introduce me to that lifestyle where I don't have to cook ever again.
Then, yeah.
It's cool.
Then it's cool.
We have a
it's
butler cool. and shit.
Yeah.
It's baby girl.
It's fair.
Chill.
It's fair.
It's fair.
We can do that.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Order and do whatever you want. But if we're just like working, both of us working, you can't cook. No, no, no.
Anybody
no, no.
else needs to shove it up
yep.
in the kitchen.
For real, for real,
for
real.
She's a 10,
mm-hmm.
but her feet stink.
But that's
we
that's easily
shit.
Solvable. That's easily solvable.
Really?
Wash your damn feet. It doesn't get more complicated than
but
that.
But first day you see her feet stink.
Her feet stink on the first date? what does she have
day.
On? Heels?
You can't have stinky feet on.
You can't have stinky feet. That's illegal.
No, she has sneakers. She was wearing sneakers. You guys were going to go on a
and
casual
her feet
date.
Are stinking through the sneakers?
Through the sneakers.
That's illegal. that cannot be okay.
That's
and
not
people
okay.
are going to be watching every time she walks by. You're going to be like,
smelling,
what's that smell? No. I'm walking out of that situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to the bathroom and jumping out the window.
Suicide style. Just
it's
walk
deep.
It off.
It's deep. It's deep. It's deep.
That is deep.
It is deep.
No, hygiene is deep. Hygiene is deep.
100%.
Yeah. Hygiene is zero.
This one is not really hygiene, but he's a 10, but he farts all the time.
No. No.
Why not?
Minus 10.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
I can't deal with that.
Explain. I mean, on a first date, obviously.
No.
That's super unattractive. But imagine you've been in a relationship with somebody for like 10 years. And you guys are all up in each other's business all the time.
Yeah.
He can't let it rip sometimes?
I don't want him to. Why would you want to kill the feelings I have for you? Why would you want to do that? Look, and purposefully too?
A long-term relationship? You guys are with each other often.
It really doesn't matter.
Especially the way you do your relationship things, yeah? Where you guys are all up in each other's business all the time.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah, it just has to come up. I get it, like on a first date, it would be super unattractive.
Imagine somebody farts on your first date. Imagine somebody does that.
If it was by accident and they were shy and they apologize, then it's okay.
You guys literally do not ick. Men do not ick. You guys, she could fart on a date and that wouldn't be a problem?
Personally, it depends on the reaction. If she just farts and it's like casual and she doesn't even want to address and it smells.
Yeah.
Then it's a problem.
It smells like egg.
Then it's a problem. Because if you're going to do that now on the first date, are you going to be shitting on my face 10 years down the line? Because that's kind of how I see it progressing.
Facts.
That's how I see it progressing. Mm-hmm. On the first date, if it happens by accident and you're like, apologize, blah, 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 blah.
You still continue the date?
Yeah, I would continue the date.
You wouldn't think it's awkward?
It's a mistake. It's awkward, but it could be something to laugh about in the future. You know what I mean?
He said in the future.
In the future. I got all Nigerian all of a sudden.
That's mad.
But being in a long-term relationship, I honestly wouldn't mind if my girl farted.
I know you don't mind.
I honestly wouldn't.
I know you don't mind.
Matter of fact, I've been encouraging my...
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like my exes, they would complain like, oh shit, I gotta fart. I'm like, okay.
They tell you I gotta fart?
I mean, yeah, sometimes. Wow. Or like they're like, I have pain in my tummy. And they're like, I'm like, why? They're like, oh, probably gas. I'm like, if you feel like you need to let it rip. Because I don't see the necessity of getting up and going to the bathroom every time. If we're in a long-term relationship. Like, I want it to be convenient, man. I don't want to be getting up and going to the bathroom every time I need to.
And you eat like a motherfucker. So I know it's stink. No.
It actually don't. I've eliminated a lot of stuff. So my phone be smelling like fresh raisins.
Fresh raisins? The fuck is that?
It doesn't smell like shit.
Ew.
It doesn't smell like nothing.
No, I don't want that.
That's not a thing for you?
No, absolutely not.
Even in marriage and you guys are with each other all the time.
That's
something you should be careful of, you know?
What do you mean?
Because you know women, when they have kids, it's hard to control. You'd be peeing yourself.
Am I going to snitch on myself right now?
You'd be getting pussy farts.
Because, you know, like...
Go ahead. I've been exposing a lot of dirty laundry over here. So I think
But this is extreme. This is extreme. And
good,
I'm a lady.
Good. You should make up for it.
What happened is an ex man of mine.
Okay.
When they actually told me that it happened when I was sleeping.
What happened when you were sleeping? I feel like you're trying to hide it a little bit so people wouldn't understand. Be specific. What happened when you were sleeping?
Because I'm with him all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like I was
That's
just trying
saying.
To keep it
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And at night, I literally have no control. Yeah. You cannot control it. And when you're relaxed and sleeping, like shit comes out.
Literally.
Things literally come out.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. And they even wake me up.
He woke you up?
It woke me up. It does, though. You haven't had those?
No.
Really? I'm just exposing myself here.
You got scared by your own fire.
No, it would literally woke me up because I'm like, fuck, was that me? And fuck.
Holy shit.
Did he catch that? Or did it wake him up too?
Holy shit.
And apparently it did because he told me.
Oh my God. How was his reaction?
And it happened
to it
a lot because like I was literally not trying. Because I was literally
sleeping,
not trying to fart.
When you're sleeping, you're sleeping.
When he's there. Right? Because we were always together.
And that's what
like,
happens.
Oh, it was so, so bad. I hate it about myself. I literally hate it about myself.
It has to come out eventually. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you need to let it go. That's something, every relationship is different.
No, now
that's
I have
something
learned.
You need to establish with your partner. If you feel like that is going to be a necessity for you, you need to establish.
I don't want to talk about it. It's so unsexy.
It's uncomfortable, for sure.
It's not sexy at all. It's
being gross. In a relationship for a long time, there are some conversations that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have, if you can't have the hard conversations, everything is just going to become much harder. Because
but it's not
it.
Even a hard conversation. I can have the hard conversation.
Could
it's
you,
cool.
though?
It's cool, yeah.
Could you, though? I know yeah. you. Could you talk about farting with a partner?
That's nasty. I don't want to have the nasty conversation.
It's not nasty. It's human nature. Why are you denying human nature?
I don't want it.
Why are you denying human nature?
I don't want it.
It's literally not something that you have control over. If there was a pill that made you not fart, I would, if it costed $1 million fucking dollars, yeah. I would rob a bank and buy that shit.
Really?
I would rob
But you're saying that it's cool, so what's the problem?
It's cool only because I can't control it. Because at some point it has to come out. And what I'm not about to do is I'm not about to wake up at 3 a.m. in the night and yeah. go to the... No, like, I'm sorry, but no. No matter
yeah,
how much it stinks, no.
Because I found out a trick, yeah? If you go to the bathroom before yeah. you go to sleep, yeah. then it's going to be lower chances of you farting in your sleep. So that's what I do now.
Yeah.
So if anybody,
but you're sleeping for 8 hours though, so you can definitely can't hold it in for 8 hours. It's a long time to be holding.
No, the literal problem is that I cannot, because during the day we're there together all the time, so I'm holding it in.
Oh my god,
yeah,
that's a miserable way to be.
It's horrible.
It's a miserable way to be.
Yeah, and if there was like a pill that you could take for $1 million, every woman would be out here taking it.
Everybody would be out. I mean, I don't think some men give a shit like that.
No,
but a lot of people would be buying it. Me, for
women
sure.
first.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've seen like skits on Instagram about women, basically even men, like right after their partner leaves,
yeah,
and then they just let it rip because they've been holding
yeah
it
exactly
in the whole time.
Exactly.
That's super unhealthy though. Like,
now, I keep it to yourself. Some things I just don't want to know. Keep it to your fucking self, please. Yeah. Keep it sexy,
just
keep
like
it
I cute, tell you situation sexy. The situation depends.
What do you mean?
Like dating during the whole dating phase, like when you're starting to get to know somebody, you don't want to show them that side of you.
You don't, yeah.
You definitely don't want to show them that side of you, because you know the dating stage is sexy. It's like,
yeah,
like you just look at the person, you're like, oh, I want to be in you right now. Oh, that sounds so dirty.
Literally.
Not like
literally.
That. Not like that. But you just want to be with them so much.
Yeah.
The best stages of a relationship is the beginning of
the
relationship.
Literally the best.
So at that point, something like that would definitely kill the whole
ruin it.
It would ruin it in everything. For sure, for sure, for sure. So the longer in the relationship where you guys actually become comfortable with each other,
yeah.
then something like that could...
No, you take it as a joke. I have heard from
it is a joke. You've heard from my ex?
Yeah.
I mean, my ex was spilling my...
She was spilling your dirty secrets.
She was spilling my... That is something... you know what? Never mind. It is what it is.
But it was when you guys were together, so it wasn't a big deal, you know?
It was a big deal because she said it in front of people.
Oh, really? You took it personally?
Party. I took it personally. We talked about it later.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that deep?
It was deep, bro. You don't talk about, like, what? In public with my friend? Nah. Nah, I'm sorry, but no. That's like crossing the line. It's deep. That's crossing
but
the line.
But naturally, like, you would talk about things like that with me. So what's...
Yeah, you're
it
my friend.
It was more people. Okay.
It's like people that I don't even know.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm trying to be... You know what? Never mind. Never mind. That
she
was,
outed you for
she outed
real,
me
for real.
She outed me for real. If it was just like, you know, friend group,
yeah,
then I would have been okay with it.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you on that. Yeah. But I don't think nobody took it that deep, to be honest. Or maybe it's just because like
I'm pretty sure some of them still remember.
Yeah, I still remember.
Exactly. So it made an impact.
But I remember so I can make fun of you.
You always remember the worst things about me.
So I can make fun of you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have one more?
Let's just do dark jokes, yeah?
All right, cool.
Let's giggle a little
bit.
Dark
jokes it is, yeah.
All right, disclaimer is just jokes.
Uh-huh.
Right? Nobody take offense to it. I like dark jokes. I don't know what you feel about dark jokes.
I mean, let's see what you got. I mean, I like dark jokes as well. Who doesn't, right?
I think they're... Okay, I'm going to hit
it
you.
It depends how dark it is.
It's very dark.
All right, cool.
I like my dark shit.
As long as I get to laugh.
This one is awful. What's the difference between orphans and apples?
Oh my god. These are dark. Okay. Okay, what's the difference?
Apples get picked.
Nah, man. That is, oh my god, that is too much for me. Who makes
it's
jokes
so
like
funny.
That? It is. I'm not gonna lie. It is, but it's dark. It's dark, man. Holy shit.
That's really funny.
Holy shit.
It's really funny. It's sad, but it's funny. It you know sad. Why that's funny?
Why?
Any joke can be funny with the right delivery.
Okay. Was that also a dog joke?
Except abortion jokes. Oh, because there's God. No delivery. Oh.
I like the transition you made there, though.
Exactly.
I like it from one joke to another.
Why are you not laughing, though?
I don't know, man. I just think it's dark. Oh, shit.
Okay. This is my head. All right, cool.
Let me see the next one.
What's the difference between me and cancer?
We're putting cancer up in this? Cancer? Oh my days. Okay, what's the difference? Please don't be too dark. Please don't be too dark.
My dad didn't beat cancer.
Okay, see, it took a minute for me to calculate that one.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, that is dark, man.
His dad didn't beat
cancer.
But he beat his ass.
He beat his ass. That's the only difference between him and cancer. Oh shit. Okay, now it fully clicked. My nigga was getting abused.
Okay. It was getting abused.
Getting abused big time.
What makes sad people jump?
Okay, this one I think I've read somewhere before.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I have. And I remember it was hilarious. Go ahead, tell me.
Okay, what makes sad people jump?
Yeah.
Bridges.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. No fucking way somebody will come up with that.
They did come up with that, and it's hilarious.
Bridges, it's hilarious. But when you actually get to think about it and you picture somebody jumping off a bridge because they're sad,
it's the problem.
It gives you a whole different picture of the whole joke.
You're thinking about it so deep.
I'm a very imaginative thinker.
I can see
my
that.
Imagination goes 100 miles an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Holy.
You were just supposed to gig.
Yeah.
Giggy and move.
I know. Jesus. I would just gig and let it slide.
I want to cheat on my partner of 2 years.
Okay. Okay.
I, 22 female,
yeah,
have been in a relationship with my 22 female partner of 2 years. And I have recently came to realize that we are no good for each other. And I have feelings for someone else.
Okay.
For some context, I work with my partner and my crush. Ooh. Thankfully, what?
It just makes it a whole lot more complicated.
It is very complicated, isn't it?
Drama. I love it. Go on.
Thankfully, my partner and I aren't open about our relationship at work. So my work crush, 26 male, doesn't know I'm in relationship. I will break up with my partner, but I'm afraid of her reaction.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have our lease until April. I told my friend about my dilemma, and he told me to just cheat.
That's a bad such a friend right friend. There.
Such a horrible
That's
friend.
That's a bad friend.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right, so go stupid. On. I want to stay faithful until the end, but I want to be with this other person so badly. Any advice on how to handle the situation or on how to break up with my partner?
Holy shit. See, there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
In the whole situation.
Uh-huh.
They have a lease together.
They
work together.
Do
not work with your lovers. If it's anything that I've learned in life, do not work with your partner.
Yeah, don't work friendships and anything like that with money.
With your girlfriend.
Do not go to school with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Like being younger, if you have a girlfriend and you guys go to the same school.
Really?
Yeah,
But you guys are not living with each other at that point, so it's not a problem.
It's still school. You get to see each other all the time. You get tired of them so quickly. And I just hate
if
it.
You guys break up, then you have to see them every day. That's a very big drama.
And you know, eventually.
But when
you were
in school, who the fuck else are you going
to
date?
Other school people. We used to do that all the time. Inter, multi, multi-school dating.
Multi-school dating? Yeah. That's what you guys were about?
We did that. Before we had Tinder, there was no Tinder at our age.
We didn't have that.
Yeah. I had girlfriends from different schools at lots of different times. But anyways, let's get back to your question. they work together and they have a lease together.
Yep.
How would you go about that situation? Really? It's really messy. It's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to cheat.
She's
potentially risking sleeping outside if she gets caught.
I mean, they have a lease together. So it's together. She cannot kick her out.
No, she cannot kick her out, but she can back out of the lease. And then she's going to have to be paying for everything. So it's going to be expensive.
Oh, that's what you're thinking? It's going to
happen? Yeah, I'm thinking that. That's a potential.
I feel like if she's not cheating on her.
Yeah.
They can still figure it out. If she can just be truthful and just break up with her and then live as roommates.
Yeah, until the lease goes out.
Right.
That would be a sensible way to go about it.
That should be the way she goes about it. I hope that's the way that she goes about it because it's literally the only
but
one.
But imagine though, they come to work.
It's fine.
Like, they live together. They are going to work together.
Yeah.
She's not even going to be able to be all affectionate with the guy at work that she wants to be with. Because it's going to be so awkward.
Yeah. No, she and can literally
you
not
you guys are going to have to go back home together.
Him.
I don't see no way in the world that is going to work. It's going to be fights. It's going to be a lot of fights. I can already see that coming.
No, she cannot definitely go up to the guy and start dating him directly.
Right after.
Like,
yeah.
That's so... At least keep it a secret.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, be a decent human being and keep it a secret till, you know.
Until when,
till things pass away.
Until when? Until one of them
like
stops
3 months.
Working there. Until, even then, it's going to click.
Even that is going to hurt.
It's going to be like, that's the reason why you broke up with me.
They will always know.
Right? Exactly.
They will always know.
It almost feels like she should just tell him, she should just tell her, I'm breaking up with you because I like somebody else.
She needs to be specific.
That's going to hurt.
Because that's their co-worker. She needs to be like, oh, I like this guy.
Yeah. And if she asks who?
She has to
tell
her.
Just tell them, you'll see.
That's a threat. That's an actual threat.
I think maybe the reason why she even has a crush on that guy in the first place is because it's intense. Because people cheat because of the rush.
Yeah.
That adrenaline feeling. I think that's what she's experiencing right now. I don't know how long she's had a crush on that guy. But maybe...
It's very easy to have a crush on somebody that you work with all the time.
Very easy.
Mm. I bet that's how she got her together. As her girlfriend, too.
Probably.
Whack.
My advice would
be outside your bubble, girl. Look outside your bubble.
For sure. There's so many other people out there.
Yeah.
My advice would be, like, take it easy and see if that crush goes away. I'm not saying, like, repress your feelings. I'm saying just take it easy. Because maybe the reason why she's so into him is because it's not something that you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because it's like... What you can have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly that, what you can have.
Yeah.
So just take it easy, see if the feelings die out. It doesn't mean that she still doesn't love her partner. Maybe she's totally done with that relationship.
No, she says she wants to break up with her. But lease.
Exactly.
That's what she said.
Yeah. But it maybe
then her friend just saw that cheat.
That's a trash friend right there.
Her friend is a trash.
100% trash.
Wow.
But cheating is never a good option, man. Just be honest with the person. Just let them know, hey, this is what it is. Not tit for tat. That's not a good wording for it. This is what it is. Like, I'm not feeling it no more. And I like somebody else. Just let him know. For me, that's always the better option.
No, she needs to let her know the truth. Because at the end of the day, I get like it's not a nice thing. But it's reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
You actually do like somebody else.
Exactly.
And it's her co-worker and your co-worker.
Exactly. People get so stuck on people.
She better get ready for all the drama, though.
Because
the drama's going to happen.
The drama.
Because you are literally hurting a person.
Yeah.
And dating their co-worker.
Like, exactly.
At that point, I would leave the place that I'm working at.
Get a new job.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Like, ask the girl
that
just got dumped and all that stuff. I would just leave the job. Yeah.
Be cuddly, lovey-dovey with a co-worker.
Co-worker.
And you're going to have to see that.
And you knew that person had a crush on them before they broke up with you. You
even
already know that.
Even if she didn't cheat, you're going to think that they cheated.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of how quick everything
happened.
That's
true.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why the friend is like, oh, just go cheat.
You know what? My advice would be get a new job.
get a new house. Job.
Move to a new town. Do all of that. Or try to get your partner to get a new job somewhere else and go live somewhere else.
How just are you going to do that? Manipulate them?
I'm just kidding. But both of you cannot be there.
In the same workplace. In the same room.
It's not going to work, man.
You guys can be roommates at your house, but...
This is going to be toxic as fuck. I personally,
living with an ex,
I don't see how that is going to work. Emotions are tough.
Yeah.
Emotions are tough.
No, it's going to be drama regardless, babes. Like, it's going to happen. Yeah.
100%.
Nah, you fucked up on that one.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I would say, like, if somebody breaks up with you, like that, how would you handle the situation?
If they broke up with me and told me, like,
told
oh,
they
had
they
a
like
crush.
Somebody else, would you be hurt?
I'll be so hurt.
Would it be like character development hurt? Like, would you be super hurt about the whole situation? And let it bother you for a long time?
I would be very hurt.
Yeah.
I would be very hurt.
You would.
Yeah, because my ego's up there. My ego's everywhere. It's literally, I would be very hurt. I'd be very hurt.
My perspective on that is that, okay, we grew apart. Like, just because you like somebody else doesn't mean that there's not somebody else out there for me.
No, that's not what it means. But it's literally like, oh, they didn't like you. They liked this somebody else. And you still like them, you know?
Don't get me wrong. It's still going to hurt.
It's gonna be a bitch.
But I feel like having that perspective is gonna be like, it just is what it is. There's 7 billion people on earth.
Yeah.
If the person that you're together with sees good qualities in somebody else, it's not necessarily qualities that are better than yours.
It's
just that maybe that's what
it's
they
what
find
they match
good
with themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they wanna go with that. Just take it as it is.
No, I really don't want to take it personal. I would be hurt.
Yeah.
But
same,
I'm still gonna respect their decision. That's just that. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Because they have the right to choose whoever they want.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
I'm asking you that because I know when I was younger, if something like that happened.
Yeah.
It never happened, thank God. I mean, actually, it did kind of happen. After I broke up with her.
Oh, okay.
My character development breakup.
Mm. He had a character development
Guess what happened?
Girlfriend.
After we broke up, I was still talking to her like 6 months after.
Mm-hmm.
6 months after, I was still on my ex. Trying to get back. And we're not
you
even living
love,
in the same
love.
Country. It wasn't
love.
Love, man. It was something else. I mean, it was love at the time. I'm not even going to lie. But the last conversation that we had where I was trying to get her back, I was blowing her for a line, mm-hmm. trying to get back. And then she was like, Omar, look. When a girl goes, look, you know she's about
you
to
wanna
jump
run.
A bomb.
Block her right
a
then.
A nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly
a
what she
bomb
jumped
on
my
heart.
Ass. Basically. She was like, look, first of all, I don't think that what we had was ever love.
Mm.
That just crushed me. Mm. I remember reading that. Literally all the feelings that I had, it just evaporated. That really stuck with me, And then she was like, I actually realized, because of what we had, I actually realized that I still like my ex, or I still love my ex. I think that's the wording that she used. I still love my ex. How do you expect somebody to react to seeing something like that?
That's when your
that
evil side came out.
My heart.
That's when his.
That's when my fuckboy side came out.
Yeah, exactly. That's when Omar switched.
That's when I had no more feelings. I literally, at that moment, looking back, I could literally feel the feelings leaving my body.
Yeah.
The feelings that I had for her. And I think
what
to
is
a certain
it? What
limit.
What did they call it? Your evil...
Backstory.
Yeah. That's your
exactly.
evil backstory.
Exactly. That's tough.
True,
that was really tough having to go through
but that's
that.
Basically what she did. And this is basically what she's telling her.
Yeah. I was 16
that's
when
tough.
That happened, so that was...
That's tough, man. I'm
at 16,
sorry.
The emotions, man, they're all over the place.
They're all over the place. It's a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. Believe me, it was a mess. But hey, shout out to my ex. Not for real, because I wouldn't be the person that I am today without any of my exes. So it didn't work. It didn't work for a reason. But for real, like, shout out to all my exes.
Well, you didn't think, like, it would have been better if she didn't, if it didn't end like that?
I wouldn't change it. I swear I wouldn't change it.
Because you're enjoying your fuckboy life.
I don't know about that, but it just made me like resilient.
Tell me that I lied. I didn't lie. I literally didn't lie.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, as you should.
As I should.
As you should.
As I should.
Yeah.
But yeah, it taught me resilient, man. It just made me not take myself or things too seriously, or not take people too seriously. Mm. That's just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that, was that on that. That was, yeah.
Sorry that happened, Weiji.
No worries, man. Everybody has a story like that. Except for you, because we've already talked about this. You don't get your heart broken. You break hearts.
No, wait the fuck?
Yup. Don't even try to deny it. No.
I don't break hearts. Yeah, their hearts were never mine to begin with. So
like, I know your exes that are still trying to get together with you. So
who?
Don't tell me. Should I drop names? You know, like both of them. They were still trying to get together with you like way after.
Well, that's their problem.
Exactly. So that means that.
But their hearts here's the were thing: they just wanted the control, though. I don't think they wanted to get back together with me. I think they just wanted the control. I feel like they just wanted that.
Yeah.
Because when I was with them, they were not treating me good. So, make it make sense. Why would you want me back? You want me back to be miserable? Is that why?
Yeah.
Miserable likes company. Mm. That's probably why. But I do have a heartbreak story. But it was when I was younger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I shared then. The fuck?
No, it was like when I was very, very young. I think I was like in eighth grade.
How old were you?
Eighth grade, maybe 14 then.
14.
Yeah.
Okay. That's valid.
It's actually two.
Two heartbreak stories.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's two characters.
It was like back to back.
What?
It was literally back to back.
Holy. Oh my
days. Probably why the person I am. Really. That's true. Probably is. Probably makes
sense.
Now
we know yours. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Tell us what happened.
We basically, it was two guys and me and my best friend. So we used to hang out and stuff like that at school.
Right.
And I found one of them attractive, and he basically
that was a deep sigh.
I hated it. I went on a date with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went on a date with him and with this other girl. It wasn't my best friend. But the other girl was going on a date with his friend, right? Mm. So we went on this little stupid date. So I come home. And 2 days after, his best friend tells me that he liked... No, no, no. He tells me that he likes my best friend.
Oh.
Oh my God. Trauma.
Ooh, at 14, that is devastating.
It was deep. You know what was deeper?
Mm.
He told me he had told her. And she didn't tell me anything. Knowing that I did like him and I went on a date with him.
Wow. Wait, did she like him back?
No.
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 Then she did the good thing. She did
she
what
didn't
a friend
tell me.
Should do.
She but didn't tell me. She let me go on a date with him with and him. Fantasize about him and tell her everything that
oh,
happened on the
shit.
Date.
Oh, shit.
She didn't tell me anything.
Maybe she didn't want to let you down.
But
how could
my
she
friend,
tell you, though?
What?
How could she tell you?
You need to tell me.
Really?
You
but
need
it,
to tell me.
It was still
me.
Gonna hurt, like even if she did.
No, that's
think?
The part that hurt most. That my best friend was not telling me that a guy that I was telling her, like, oh my God, I'm so like fantasizing. I was literally everywhere, and she didn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
When she knew that he liked her.
Yeah.
And not me.
Right.
Like you were not on my side that time.
No.
Like I get it. Like you don't want to be the one disappointing me, but this is a bigger disappointment than anything.
You feel like that?
It was. Horrible.
Okay.
It was horrible. Like, yeah. I felt like I was the stupid one. Like, I was stupid enough to feel that. Because she wanted me... it was just something that she was keeping away from me.
Right.
I trusted her.
If she told you, don't you feel like you would have thought that it's coming from a place of jealousy from her side?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
But you still would have been hurt. I'm pretty sure about that.
I would still be hurt.
Yeah.
But then I would still have my best friend to back me.
Right.
You get what I mean? But she wasn't there.
No.
No.
No need
she
to
was
ask
taking
what
a
happened
fucking
after
piss.
If you guys were still friends.
No, I
You cut it.
I cut it.
Cut it.
I cut it. Yeah.
Cut it.
I cut yeah. it. And the next, the guy that actually fucked me over, right?
Mm.
It was his friend. So I started dating his friend.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
But I started dating his friend. But it's not like the guy give a fuck. Like, no. He liked my friend. So yeah. It was literally nothing. Like, I didn't even like his friend. I liked him.
Yeah.
But I started dating his friend. And his friend, and, like, I literally met his family and stuff like that. And he was from Middle East.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's serious.
You guys are about to get married straight up after the second date.
Like, I don't know why he did that. Because he ended up literally demolishing me.
How do you mean demolishing you?
Literally demolishing me. Remember the girl that I said, like, we went on a date with?
Yeah.
Because she was dating him, right? And I was dating his friend at that time.
Right.
The whole time me and him were dating, like, I literally called him my boyfriend. Like, it was a tie thing.
Mm.
The whole time we were dating, he was texting her.
Who was texting who?
He was texting her. She was texting him.
Your best friend? No.
This was another girl that we went on a date with.
Yeah.
Remember I said that?
Yeah.
Like, that date, there was this other girl. Her name is... I hate.
I already know what the name is.
Yeah, exactly. This name of that I hate. That every girl that I met that was this name has just done me wrong.
Should I say it?
No, you can't say it. Let's not say it. Like, right. He's literally has done me wrong. So her name was that. And let's call her Shaniqua for the reason. just for the shit.
Nah, let's not do that to Shaniqua.
Okay, maybe not.
Let it be anonymous.
Yeah.
This anonymous
bitch.
Yeah.
She was texting him the whole time, right? And every time he responds and he's responding like flirtatious and stuff like that, screenshot sends it to me. Make it make sense.
Who? Which guy are we talking about? The best friend?
No, this is my guy. This is my boyfriend.
Okay, so this is another story. Somebody that you were actually dating.
No, this is his friend.
The Middle Eastern guy.
The one that I like. Yeah, the Middle Eastern guy. The one that I met his family. Yeah. He is the friend of the guy that I actually liked from the beginning.
Exactly. And he's the one that became your boyfriend.
He was the one that became my boyfriend, yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed the video, if you're watching on YouTube, or if you enjoyed listening to us, give us a 5-star.
Yes.
Leave a comment. Yep. Subscribe on YouTube. And don't forget to share to your friends and family as well.
Yeah.
Maybe not like your mom or your dad, but...
I'm not even definitely sharing it to them
to your friends. Not me neither.
Nobody's
me
doing
neither.
That.
My nightmare is that my mom listens
share
to
your friends.
Share it to your friends.
Share it to your friends.
I think I'm going to block my mom. So
you do that. You do that, I might do the same.
I kind of have to.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. And we'll see you in the next video.
Next week.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.